الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, on the subject of excellence which we started yesterday, the second point that I want to mention today is that contrary to what we might like to think, excellence does not require huge effort. Excellence does not require some major changes. Excellence requires attention to detail. Like we said yesterday, we are not talking about the difference between trash and excellence. We are talking about the difference between good and great. We are talking about the difference between good and excellent. The effort that is involved is very little, but the result is huge. There is a geometric progression to the result of excellence, although the actual effort will be very little. To understand this, let me give you a few examples. Take, for example, a projectile that is going from point A to point B. As we know, at the point of starting, even if there is a very small angle at which it goes, then it will not hit the target. At the point of target, at infinity, the divergence becomes huge, although at the point of inception it is very small. So the correction that it takes at the point of inception is very little, but the effect at the end is the effect between success and failure. At 99 degrees, water boils. At 100 degrees, it produces steam, and steam can power an engine. At 99 degrees, all you have is hot water. At 100 degrees, an engine moves. That is the difference. And the difference is only 1 degree. The difference between in the Olympics, in Chinese Olympics in 2008, Wilfred Bungai, the Kenyan runner, he won the, he took the gold medal. The difference between in time, between the gold medal and no medal, I am not talking about gold and silver, gold and bronze, the difference between the gold medal and no medal was 0.4 seconds. 0.4 seconds, less than half a second. In the Indy 500 car race, the difference between the first place and the second place, I'm not talking about the difference between the first and the last, between the first and the second place, the difference was 1.2 seconds. The difference in prize money was $1.7 million. Actually, the difference between good and great is very small, 1 degree, 1 degree more. So the issue is, what are you and I willing to do to make that difference? The difference between good service and great service is very, very small details. When we do customer service training, we talk about this. The difference between good service is standard. What I am supposed to get, I should get. But great service is I am getting something that I did not expect. Great service is the general manager of the hotel who is in the lobby and he finds your little kid who is accompanying you as you are checking in at the counter. Your little son or your little daughter's shoelaces are untied. The great service is the general manager of the hotel doesn't tell someone else to do it. He will sit down and he will tie the shoelaces of your child. That's the difference between good and great service. I was in Singapore and I flagged down a taxi, regular taxi. Singapore, all taxis are clean. You will not find taxis with dirt on them. You won't find taxis with dust on them. They're all clean. All taxis smell good if you sit inside. All drivers are properly dressed. They are not in, you know, a state of shambles. But this one, the taxi pulls up to the curb as I flagged it down. The driver gets out of the car, comes around, opens the rear door and says, "Sir, please take a seat." So, I sat in the taxi. He goes around to the front, he shuts the door, he goes to the front, he gets into his seat. He says, "Sir, there is a newspaper in the seat pocket. There is, that's today's newspaper." He says, "There is water there if you would like to drink." And there is a, and then he tells me, "Where would you like to go?" So, I told him, "I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to sit in this taxi and experience what does it mean to be in a taxi in Singapore." Ordinary taxi driver off the street. I'm not talking about, you know, fancy five-star hotel car driver or something. Normal taxi driver off the street. Between good and excellent. I was in Mumbai. I was teaching a course for digital. And it was in July. And of course, big mistake to go to Mumbai in July. It was a three-day course. A driver came to pick me up from the airport. Again, one of the tour companies. He picked me up from the airport, dropped me to the hotel. And he asked me, when are you going back? Because I have the duty of taking you to the airport. So, I said, fine. And I told him, I'm going back 3 days later. This is the flight number. I gave him the flight number. Reporting time is 6 o'clock. So, he said, I'll pick you up by 5:30 because the airport is very close to the hotel. So, okay. Now, it poured and poured and poured. From the time I landed, day and night it rained. So, by the end of the second day, I knew that more than likely I was not going anywhere because, as you know, Bombay gets completely gridlocked. So, it was, we had knee-deep water everywhere, traffic, everything gridlocked. So, on the third day, when I was supposed to check out, I said to the hotel, "Look, I am checking out, but keep my room because I don't think I'll go anywhere. I may have to just stay back. So, keep my room. I don't think even the car will come because how can the guy come in this weather? I mean, you know, it's like you've got knee-deep water and so on." So, the hotel says, they understood. I mean, they know all this stuff. They say, "Yeah, okay, no problem." But believe me, 5 p.m., when this driver was supposed to come, instead of 5:30, 5 p.m., the bell rings, the driver is there. He is completely soaked, head to toe, he's totally soaked. He's got an umbrella in his arm, in his hand. He tells me, "Sir, I am sorry, I have to apologize to you, I came a little bit early because of the kind of conditions." He said, "Also, I have to apologize to you. I could not bring my normal car, which was a saloon." He said, "I borrowed a diesel pickup truck from my friend. I hope you don't mind sitting in the cabin of a pickup truck. It's clean. But the petrol car will not run in this weather, in so much of water. So, I brought a diesel car, which will take you to the airport. So, I am sorry about this." Now, I am thinking to myself, I mean, he's apologizing. You know, this is real, this is happening. This is India, Mumbai. And this is a regular, normal taxi driver. He didn't attend any customer service courses. So, now I knew absolutely, without a doubt, that my flight would most likely get cancelled because that was the... But I thought to myself that because this man came, even if I have to go and spend the night on the floor of the airport, I am going to the airport in this car. Because he took all this trouble to come here. I can't tell him I won't come with you. So, I got into the car. Into the pickup truck. It was like going in a boat because we actually had a bow wave as we drove to the airport. He dropped me at the airport. I tried to give him a tip. He will not take it. He refused to take a tip. I said, "Please, you know, do me a favor." He said, "No, this is my duty." I said, "How can it be your duty to come to borrow somebody else's pickup truck to take me?" He said, "Nahin, wo sab hamara kaam hai." He said, "Aapko airport mein drop karna hai. Kaisa karna hai, humko maloom hai." He said, "I have to drop you to the airport. How to do is my responsibility." The man refused to take a tip. And of course, I got to the airport and then of course Air India cancelled the flight and I almost had to spend the night on the floor of the airport because we couldn't get back to the hotel and so on and so on. Different story. But point being that excellence is a matter of attending to detail and doing that one degree more. Now, if you look at how this relates with our religion, because that's where we came from, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very small thing, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you weigh, he's talking to shopkeepers, he says, when you weigh, give more. When you weigh, give a little bit more. Now, think about that. If you are giving less than what the man paid for, this is theft, right? It's dishonesty. Now, if you give a person exactly what he paid for, this is absolutely fine. Nobody can expect you, or nobody will even expect you to give more than what they paid for. They will expect you to give them the value for money. I paid for this much, I must get that much. Then why give more? You give more because that is the sign of excellence. To give more is the sign of excellence. To give a little bit more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Do adl wal ihsan. Inna allaha ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. We hear this in every Jummah khutbah. Adl, first adl, because you can't have ihsan without adl. So we talked about ihsan yesterday. So justice has to be done first. What is due must be done. And then al-ihsan is to do more. Somebody needs what they need, give them that, then give them more. Give them something more. Because that is the sign of excellence. The sign of excellence is that they say God is in the details. And that is the reality, which is that in the detail, specific to the detail. Take our salah for example. We need to be specific about that. And inshallah, tomorrow we'll talk about the issue of goal setting and so on. So, the key thing is that, it is to say that we give more than what is expected. That is what gives the, what is called the aha experience. It gives what is, you know, the person, customer delight and whatnot. I think we've got, today our problem is we have a lot of words, but we don't have the follow-up action to, that must come with the words. So, we have all words for everything. We know the names of everything, but we don't have the taste of any of that. And that comes from attention to detail. Very, very specific things. Like in the masjid, for example, why is it necessary to make sure that your musalla is exactly pointed straight? I mean, you can be standing pointing in the right direction, but you know, musalla if it's a little bit crooked, how does it matter? It matters. Every little thing matters. Why did Rasulullah in the saf? I mean, this is part of Iqamati Salah, is part of the establishment of Salah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is to straighten the saf. He would actually walk in the saf from one end to the saf to the other end. He would straighten the saf. He would make sure that everyone's heels were on the line, that people were standing absolutely shoulder to shoulder, the shoulder touching and so on. What is the need for all that? Even if you say straighten the saf, that is, which is what, you know, most of us normally do, is just straighten the saf, you're standing there. How many imams have you seen who actually walk up and down in the saf? We should do that. This is sunnah, to walk right in the saf from one end to the other, straightening the saf is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I've never seen anybody do it. I also have never done it. Inshallah, next time I will do it. But I'm saying that seriously, we must really ask ourselves this question, that if it is a sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how come we don't do it? Because this is the problem. Today we have lost touch with the sunnah because we have lost touch with attention to detail. And this attention to detail, I give examples of worldly things, of business and so on, and customer service and, you know, taxi drivers. Because this extends throughout our life. It's not a question of only salah. Salah is the peak of the matter. Therefore, we always give the examples of the salah, because if the salah is correct, then everything else inshallah will be correct. But the whole issue is that, is the attention to detail. Wherever it is, inside our homes, inside our businesses, inside our masajids, inside our organization, and so on and so forth. Attention to detail. How clean and specific are we? How clear and specific are we with regard to what is required? And that is the secret of excellence, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and to enable us to focus on the issue of excellence, because without that excellence, we cannot have the results we want. Good will get you to a place. It's not, you will not fail. You will not be a failure in life. But you will also not be outstanding. You will also not be outstanding. You will not be inspirational. You will not be able to change any lives, because that's how far it gets you. If you want to be inspirational, if you want to be outstanding, you have to do more than what everybody else does. Only then can you get to where you are getting. And that's what I remind myself and you. We ask Allah to make it easy for us. وَصَلَى اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ أَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ